focus is really on promoting fruits and vegetables and cooking skills and attitudes.
Go ahead. You had a question.
Have you ever done this with high school students or know anybody who's done this, like cooking classes or anything like that?
You know, I know there have been some, but I'm not familiar with those.
Our next speaker is Pat Crawford. She's from the UC Berkeley Center for Weight and Health.
Oh, well, thank you, Deirdre. Can you all hear me? I lost my voice last night. I just did too much networking. So somebody said, oh, you must be really nervous. And I said, actually, at my age, I'm not. I just lost my voice. But I really appreciate the opportunity to come. I appreciate the food and nutrition section sponsoring this. And I'm so proud of the food and nutrition section because there are so many wonderful things happening right now in this field. And the food and nutrition section is really providing a lot of leadership. And Deirdre is right here in the middle of it. And we're so happy to have so many really fabulous members. So I encourage all of you who aren't active in the section to know that there's a lot of activity and a lot of exciting things going on in the section. So so get involved and see me afterwards if you're interested. So today I'm going to talk about legislation in California to increase the fruit and vegetables in the school breakfast program. How many of you have been involved in USDA's pilot program or in the current USDA program to increase fruits and vegetables in school meals? Are there any? Just raise your hand. Okay, so that's about 10%. I'm getting really good at this. I do this in my class all the time. That's 10%. So good, because this is certainly linked in some way to that. It's a different program because it's a state-funded program. But certainly there will be similarities in the way that we're talking about it and evaluating it. You know, one thing I'd like to do also, is those of you who raised your hand, got a little bit of exercise. Right about now, everybody is a little tired. Why don't you all raise your hand just for a minute and stretch? Oh, doesn't that feel good? Okay, now we'll begin. Okay, should I use it closer? How's that? Either that or I'll, no, I don't want to. Well, should I sit down? Okay, we'll try this. They taped it so that nobody would walk away with it. Is that okay? How's that? Is that any better or no? Okay, I see nodding heads in the back. Okay, so what? Okay, well, here, how's that? Okay, we'll get on to the actual presentation here in a minute. So with over 30% of California's kids being overweight and up to 95% of the kids getting up to half of their nutrients and their foods in the school meals, this was a real opportunity to improve the school meal program. And the governor, when he was very interested and willing to sign the nutrient standards for both foods and beverages in California in 2005, was willing to also sign at the same time at the summit that we had on preventing childhood obesity, Senate Bill 281, which established the California Fresh Start Program, CFSP, to encourage and support schools to provide additional fruits and vegetables in the school breakfast program. And this is just a one-year pilot program in California, and I believe it's the nation's first state program earmarking funds to increase consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables in the school breakfast program. So that's what makes it different from the USDA program, that this is a state-funded program. The governor put in over $18 million to do this, to actually reimburse participating schools at a rate of 10 cents per child per day for each breakfast served. So the Fresh Start program reached nearly half of all school districts in California, that's 442, with 78% of the children who eat breakfast in the state. So what that meant was school districts that participated were larger and more likely to be urban. So we at the Center for Weight and Health got the contract to evaluate this program. And I want to make a real plug for those of you who are working in states with all kinds of different programs. If you're working with groups that do evaluation, that you really work as partners with the state agencies to encourage them to write it into their legislation to get a good evaluation, because it's that evaluation that will take the programs forward. So two of the key questions that we wanted to answer, and there were more, but for the purpose of this presentation, what was the effect on the amount and variety of fruits and vegetables offered and taken in the schools participating in the Fresh Start program? And what are the keys to making the program successful? This is probably the most important one, because if this program was to continue, it was very important to know what it is that would make it better and what it was that made it successful. So we took a random sample of participating schools. 69 schools were eligible and agreed to participate in our random sample. And about a third, well, exactly a third, were elementary, middle, and high school by design. So that's what differentiates it also from the USDA program, is that this was across the board. Now, there were only 61 schools, well, four schools, we didn't collect data from, 61 schools had complete data. So there were a number of schools that gave us some information, but it is asking schools a lot to participate and to provide the, especially the fiscal and the cost data. That was the most difficult kind of data to obtain. So we were very excited with 61 that had that had complete data. So the data collected, the breakfast menu production records and invoices we collected from all of those schools, the monthly school breakfast participation rates, a survey of the child nutrition service directors, and then we did field visits to 16 schools. And we collected student survey information, interviews with the child nutrition service directors in person, observations of the foods offered, and observations of the physical environment. So moving right on to the results, and this was not a picture from the school breakfast program, but it is a lovely picture. The Fresh Start program resulted in substantial increases in the variety of fruits and vegetables offered to students. So that was our first finding, of course. And here's the data. The average number of fruits and vegetables offered. So in red, you can see that the fresh, and there was an emphasis in fresh. It wasn't mandated to be fresh, but it is called the California Fresh Start Program. So there's sort of an implicit message in the title of the program. So the increase in fresh was over 100% increase, and this is in the servings offered. So this is what the schools put out for the children in the breakfast program. And juice, interestingly, we didn't know whether it would decline. It declined slightly. Canned and frozen increased by 25%, and dried increased by 42%, but you can see how little dried fruits there really were offered. So the increase was great, but the point, you know, very few total servings were in that category. Now of interest is how many servings were taken by the students. So there is an increase in the total fruits and vegetables taken of 18%. In the fresh, by over 100%, 136% more servings taken. Juice went down by 12%, and canned and frozen up just a little bit. And dried went up a lot, but you can see it was from 1% to 2%, the average number of servings. So, again, the exciting one is the fresh. The Fresh Start program had most impact on schools with lower baseline levels of fruits and vegetables. So it was important to look at how this program differed with different schools. And so what we did was we looked at the most successful schools and we looked at the least successful. And in any program, there's going to be some of both, and it's really important to take away those lessons from each.
So for the most successful schools, they started with a pre-program mean of 0.82. And this is total fruits and vegetables taken. And it went up by 46%. You see that on the top row? And the less successful schools had a higher beginning, the pre-CFSP mean, 0.91, and it actually went down slightly. So fresh fruits, again, starting a little lower from 0.08 in that middle row, went up to 0.40. So those more successful schools had lower levels to begin with. So in the less successful column over here, it started at 0.30 and it didn't go up, it went slightly down. So one could say statistically, well, that's not interesting because there's a regression towards the mean is what they call that. And it's also interesting that, I mean, you'd expect to see more, you know, increase in those low, those schools with the lowest amounts. But from a policy perspective, it was very interesting that those schools that really needed it the most benefited the most by this program. And I think that's a very, you know, important. So whenever you're looking at the results, you have to really look at it from many different angles, and especially those that really resonate with policymakers, because this is where the children with the greatest needs were. Now, the increase in the types of fruits and vegetables offered, this was very interesting. Of course, look at the middle column. That's the mean number of days those fruits and vegetables are offered. So apples on the top row, because that's offered 37, an average of during our study period, 37% of all the days. So they went up pre and post 130%. Oranges went up. They're the second most offered. Then assorted fresh fruit, what in the world is that? That means something different to every school food service program, and we couldn't get it pulled away. But anyway, that's assorted, and that's okay. That's how they presented it to us. Bananas were next, and stone fruits, one of the lowest categories, went up the most, 221%. And interesting about the stone fruits, that was the most popular with the kids. The kids love the stone fruits. They love the berries, all the things that are offered the least. So if you really want a program to succeed, you have to put more money into it because those are the expensive ones, but those are the ones the kids really love. So the cost, 10 cents were provided through Fresh Start. It's considerably lower than the real cost. The average cost per serving of fresh fruit offered for breakfast when we did all the calculations from the schools was between 10 cents and 44 cents per serving. Factors related to the success, the dining ambience, and the adequate space were really correlated with those servings taken by students. So it's important to look at the physical characteristics of a school, and sometimes we forget that. Schools that were more successful in increasing fresh fruits and vegetables offered increased quantities, varieties, and more unusual fruits. And then some schools actually stopped serving juice, a few schools, and that helped too. And factors related to providing more variety, improvements in customer service, nutrition education, student attitudes, quality and appeal of fruits and vegetables offered. Factors not related to program success. Successful implementation was not related to school characteristics or student demographics. So this was very interesting that the program across the board could be successful in a wide variety of schools. So the summary, the amount of fresh fruits and vegetables offered doubled. The amount of fresh fruit taken by students went up even more than doubled, 136%. Increases in fruits and vegetables offered and taken were higher in schools where students had the lowest intake at baseline. The variety offered to students increased substantially during the program, and the amount of fruit juice schools offered and the students took both decreased. So we recommend the program be reinstated and expanded. We recommend increasing the reimbursement rate for fruits and vegetables. We recommend providing funding to schools to make improvements in their food service operations in order to support the fruits and vegetables offered. The food facilities must be adequate to store, prepare, and serve. So that we heard over and again, over and over from the staff that was very, very important that they couldn't accommodate some of the changes in fresh fruit. So I want to thank everybody who participated in it, and I also want to thank all of the schools and thank you for your attention. And if you have any questions, I'm willing to take them at the very back. They're No, and you know, I actually brought a copy of the full report. It's about 60 pages, and we do, you know, do talk about that too. Although that wasn't a key objective of it, we did do some student interviews, and they certainly do have preferences. And if you address their preferences, they're more likely to eat it. And if you address some of their concerns, which are eating the whole thing, like they would much rather see things prepared in a way that's very costly for the schools to do it, like quartering and coring the apples, they would love that. You know, then they'll eat it better. So some of that is in the report, but this wasn't specifically addressing it. But I'm glad you bring it up because that's really important. We don't want to waste the fruits and vegetables. And the second
one. We're going to have one more question.
Which one?
There.
Way in the back.
Why was it centered more in cities than rural? Is that just
ease that preparing students, or did rural communities not really? No, you know, not as many rural communities put in for the program. And the reason is that this was based on 10 cents per child. And so if you're a smaller school, you think, you know, there isn't as enough money into it to, you know, to really be involved. So some of the big schools, they brought in quite a bit of money for this program because it was 10 cents per person per day. So I think that's one of the reasons. And then there was also some complaint that people hadn't heard about it, although when we looked at that, it looked like it was pretty good coverage for that. But that's a good point. Okay, thank you all.
We still do have one more presentation. Janice Kao, who is also from the UC Berkeley Center for Weight and Health. And we do have a little time before the next session.